Oh, was this morning. And we played the Jimmy Fallon show last night and had a great time. And it was a wonderful experience for us because not only are we big fans of Jimmy Fallon, but also the Roots, who we love very much. And I believe the Roots is from Philadelphia, PA, is that correct? But let's hear it for the Roots! Next song. This song is what's known as our single in this day and age. That's not what it meant a long time ago, but anyway, here we go. It's called Man of the World, all right?
Yeah.
That is a song about a crowded bed. This song here is a song that I wrote with Chuck Prophet on the new album. It's here for Chuck Prophet. And this is a song about Sonny Liston. Are there any Sonny Liston fans out there? I first heard of this theater when Hal and Annie told me about it out in Philly at the World. Talked about this place when I didn't realize it was going to be this beautiful. It really is gorgeous. You did a great job, all of you. Let's have a big round of applause for Ghost Wolves, everyone. The Ghost Wolves. Come on, give it up for them. That's on the new album, Big Station, and it's called Bottom of the World. It's about a guy who's worked hard all his life and kind of wakes up one day to see that the world has really changed when he's finally quit working. And he's not so sure about the changes, but here we go. Austin's changed, it's true, show me what's happening. The TV's throwing colors on the wall. And so watch the cities of the world reduce to ashes. But where I sit at the bottom of the world, oh, there used to be a lonely gap. album Big Station is an album that I co-wrote once again with my good friend Chet Prophet, and we had Tony Visconti. Tony Visconti produced this album once again, third album with Tony. Please, big round applause for Tony. And the album in concept, if there is one, is really about someone looking outward at the world around them. Reminiscing, kind of a nostalgia, a little bit, some melancholy maybe. And this one, it's kind of fit into that one. This is a song about my hometown, San Antonio, Texas, where I was born a long, long time ago. And, you know, we left San Antonio when I was about 7 years old, I guess. My parents told us that we were going on a vacation to California to visit relatives there. And so we packed up all the kids, there was 12 of us, and into a sedan with my grandmother, my dad, and my mom. And there was kids hanging out the window, tied to the top of the roof, everywhere. You know? And we went to California. It was very much like a John Steinbeck kind of journey. And we made it to California, a little place called Orange, California, where my dad had a cousin in Orange County. And we eventually moved to Huntington Beach just shortly after where we lived, Huntington Beach, California, the surf capital of the world. And on this vacation, which is, means that you leave your stuff behind, you return home, we never returned home. We never went home. And we left everything behind. I had a horse, I had a dog and cat and toys and whatnot. They all got left behind. And so this is a song about wanting to get back to that place, those memories and that place that seems to be where I belong, really. We've been playing in San Antonio recently a lot. And it's been great because I've reconnected with a lot of old relatives who have brought me photographs of when I was a kid up there and stuff. And so it's been good. So this is a song that we wrote. It's called San Antonio Rained. Thank you. fingertip calls, you whispered something pretty in my ear. I just laid down to rest my eyes. When I woke up, there was nobody there. I hear the ocean calling, calling my long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they'd let me leave. Was the rain gonna come?
The rain
gonna come? No, the rain don't wanna come. The rain ain't gonna come.
The rain gonna
come. How was that? Was that all right for you guys? I can tell you're an audience that wants to rock and you want all the loud, heavy stuff. And we will get to that eventually, but we're doing this. Oh, thank you very much. That's one album sold right there. Thank you. Starts with one, right? I want to sing for the Ghost Wolves because I love that band very much. I first met them. I was walking down the street in Austin with my girlfriend, and we popped into this place called the Ghost Room, actually, it was called. And I'd never been there, and I just wanted to check it out. And there was this amazing band playing. They were the Ghost Wolves, and I stayed. I was fascinated by them. And I wanted to bring them out on tour so you guys could meet them and hear them, you know, because. Everyone figures that because I'm an old person that I want old people around me, and that's not the case at all. In fact, I despise old people. I find no use for them whatsoever. Okay. It's all in good fun, right? So anyway, they're always trying to get me to get the local or whoever alt-country dowdy guy who sings, you know, songs, so-called songs. And I would much rather have young people who are starting out, who need the experience, who have the energy, who have something to say. I would much rather have that than myself opening up for myself, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna sing this song for him. It's a song called Sensitive Boys. It'll go out to the sensitive boys and girls tonight, okay?
Shimmering in the cold light of this New York.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Directly behind me here, we have a true Austin native. They're very rare to find. Although we have two of them in our band. Also, Sensitive girl Gina Holton is also a true Austin native, as is Mr. Chris Searles on the drums. Give it up for Chris Searles! This song is one that you've heard before, probably, I would think, most of you, but I'm going to play it anyway. Thank you. And this is a song, you know, I made an album called Street Songs of Love a couple albums ago now. And Street Songs of Love was a song, a collection of songs about love, not necessarily love songs, you know. And there were all types of love, of course. There's lust and desire, there's passion, there's compassion, there's friendship, the love we have for our friends, and of course, the love that we have for our children as parents. And it's a beautiful type of love, right? An unconditional love. And this is a song that I wrote for my young son, who is now not so young, he's 20 years old now. But at one point I wrote this along with Chuck Prophet, because we were fascinated with my son. His name is Paris Diego. And at one point, I asked him what he thought of my music. He said it was old man's music. And I said, no, you mean old-timey music. And he said, no, it's old music for old people, he said. So here we are, celebrating the fact that I am an old person playing old music. And thank you. I will not be on the cover of AARP or whatever it is, I'll tell you that. I will not do that. Not for all the money in the world. Although I have friends who have been on the cover and they seem to be fine with it. We won't say who they are. So why am I talking about this song? Other than to say that I think this goes out to my son tonight. His name is Paris Diego. Okay? Everybody's gonna dance with the blues sometime. And everybody's gonna feel some things they don't wanna feel sometime. Yeah.
song. Said and done, I hope you've got your set of rules in love. Yeah, I buy you a smile in a bit. Oh, what would you wear? If you had one moment to spare, would you come down and share? Down in the bar, down in the bar.
he walks on 7/23rd. He came to live inside of him. Everything we heard. The poets on the cross, his face is from the wooden graves. He called the hair a miracle and take it to the grave. Makes no sense. It makes perfect sense. You know it makes no sense. But it makes perfect sense. Everyone to stop. There is no sound.
sudden, 23rd, we came to live inside the moon. Everything we heard, poets on their costumes, they just love it when it rains. They comb their hair and appear and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Makes no sense.
You know it makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
You know we all moved out.
And we all moved on.
Yeah, we all moved out. And we all moved on.
Did it get me out? Oh, you got a good
much. We're going to do a couple more songs for you.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you very much for coming out to see us at this beautiful venue. You tell your friends about us, that we exist, and we're still out here doing it. This is an old song. This is one I wrote. Excuse me. This is one I wrote a long, long time ago. I was trying to write a song in the manner of Mata Hoople, who is my favorite rocker. And, I wrote this little song, and it was inspired by this young lady who was following our violin player at the time around. And she followed us to a party one night. We were down in Florida, I think Tampa Bay. We were playing a scream concert. It was just cello, violin, and two acoustic guitars. And we went to a party afterwards, as we were often did in those days. And she followed us to the party. And we started to play songs, you know, played Rolling Stone songs and Hank Williams songs and whatnot, Velvet Underground songs. And we were having a good old time, and suddenly I heard this horrendous noise coming from behind me. And it was this young lady playing castanets. Now, she played castanets. I should just say that she had castanets in her hand. Because she was completely arrhythmic, she was. And not only that, but she looked just like Keith Richards. And not Keith Richards in 1972, when he was elegantly wasted, but more like 1984 or 5. It wasn't a pretty sight, believe me. And that match with the arrhythmic castanet playing, it just didn't work. But she was a lovely creature, nice person, I think. But she couldn't play castanet. So I wrote this song, and the chorus goes, "I like her better when she walks away." Welcome to sing along, dance along, do whatever you want, but please get into this song here, all right? Thank you so much for coming out to see us. We love you. Thanks, all.
Better when she walks away.
She hears it, no, no.
Better when she walks away.
There's a Chris Rose on the drums that's here from the Ghost Wolves. We love you very much. Thank you for having us in this wonderful theater.
If you found me lost on your porch one night, you'd take me in and hold me tight and wrap a dream around my head in case I tumble out of bed just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. If you found me hanging without a prayer, would you cut me down and lay me there and wash the sins off of my hands so I might get another chance? Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time, yeah. Just one more time. Thank you. If I lost the buttons on my coat, I couldn't find the golden note. Could you find your hands, turn on the light, so I might make it through the night. So I count my blessings in this world of sin, the holes in the walls that the cold come in. Could I use your skin to keep me warm? Just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time.
Thank you.
welcome. If you like it, let me hear you. Come on. Woo. Easy. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him.
Second now of a sign. So have a lovely evening and have a lovely night.